required fire department access and turnaround, and we encouraged the development team to look for alternatives to reduce the overall amount of impervious parking, and while accommodating the need for fire truck access. And there's not a straightforward solution, or we probably already see it, but you know, something that we came up in the discussion that we're encouraging further exploration. Can we get a motion to accept the comments? Do we add staff comments as well? We should add include staff comments in our recommendations to city planning. A motion to accept the comments.
Motion to accept.
Yes.
Second.
All right, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed or any final additions? Okay, hearing none, the comments are accepted. So now we want to have a motion to conclude civic design review process or to continue for a second review session.
I'll motion if included.
We need a second.
I'll second.
All right. If staff would lead us through the roll call, that'd be great.
Sure. There is a motion to conclude the civic design review process for 8400 East Roosevelt Boulevard, Parcel D. Beginning with the RCO representative, Mr. Horn, do you support the motion?
I do.
Clarissa, do you support the motion?
Yes, I do.
Ashley, do you support the motion?
Yes, I do.
Tavis, do you support the motion?
Yes, I do.
And Dan, do you support the motion?
I do.
Unanimous support for the motion. Thank you.
Thanks for the presentation. Good luck with the project. We hope it works out well. It was a big success. Thanks again.
Thank you.
We can move to project number four, which is the second time we're looking at 6528 North Broad Street. If the development and design team can raise their hand to be recognized, we can start the presentation.
Afternoon, Carolina from Parallel Architecture should be here.
They've been promoted at this time.
Great, thank you.
Well, feel free to start when you're ready.
Oh, thank you.
And sorry. We're going to take 10 minutes and we can, because it's the second time we're looking at this, we can focus primarily on updates and responses as well as the overall feel for the project. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Carolina Pena, the architect of the project. I'm going to be presenting 6528 North Broad Street. I'm going to go through the changes since we spoken about this project already. So one of the main changes is we redesigned the facade to include more brick. We picked two colors that match the brick around our site. The lower portion of the building would be cast stoned. We had a misspelling on our presentation, so I just wanted to make sure that you knew that. We set back the seventh floor along Broad Street. We enhanced the exterior lighting around the building. We reduced the number of units from 46 to 42 to include a mixture of studios and two-bedroom units. The owner of the building, which is actually going to be the restaurant operator, plans to maintain the area in the right way at the corner of Broad Street and Walker Road in coordination with the neighbors. We have previously had a water fountain, and we changed that to just benches and trees and landscaping.
Why don't we move forward on, there's some of the images that showcase some of the changes. We can just, like, the floor plan is a good one to look at. Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to make sure that the committee has an opportunity to look at some of the upgrades.
Yes, so we can stop here. At the basement level, we eliminated the additional curb cut that we had next to the single family house, and eliminated the parking space that was there as well. Now there's an entrance. There's just a gate with stairs that go up and connect Broad Street to Altgear Road. We also included two elevators for the use of the residents, the amenity space on the second floor. So next slide, please. Dining area. It's basically mostly for the diner. And then we have a lobby for the residents that face Broad Street. Next slide. Second floor, a portion of the second floor will be used for the diner. It will have its own elevator and stairs. And then we have proposed three offices and a multi-purpose room for residents. Next slide. And then on the typical floor, we have a combination of studios and two-bedroom units. And as I mentioned before, we reduced the number of units to 42. Next slide. And this is a detail of the outdoor dining area, which is within the property, and also the space in the right-of-way right at the corner where we're proposing benches and landscaping. Next slide. We're also proposing a little outdoor area for residents. The portion that says AstroTurf actually has a space underneath. So it will be a concrete slab with, we're proposing benches and just a space for people to sit. Next slide. So this is our Broad Street elevation. Next slide. On the corner where it meets Broad Street and Altgear Road. Next slide. And this will be Altgear Road. Next slide. In the rear of the building where you will actually won't see this as much because you have a property in a house that are next to this elevation. Next slide. And this is just a rendering from Broad Street. Next slide. Broad Street. Next slide. On Altgear Road, and here you can see that single family structure next to our building. Next slide. And that concludes my presentation tonight.
Thank you. We have a couple people on the roster. Oh, sorry. Let's hear from Planning Commission for a summary and review. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Carolina. My name is Henry Felsman with Planning Commission staff. Good afternoon, everybody. The trigger causing the CR review is that it's a case two, greater than 50,000 square feet and greater than 50 dwelling units affecting residentially zoned property. The site area is 0.3 acres, zone CMX3. They're using the mixed income housing bonus for moderate income. No variances required. Present uses, vacant lots, the former site of the Oak Lane Diner, which was last opened in 2015. The proposed use is a 77,874 square foot, seven story mixed use building with about 50,000 square feet of residential use, 60 dwelling units, 42 of which will be affordable, 12,000 roughly for the Oak Lane Diner, about 5,000, 6,000 square feet of office, 20 underground parking spaces. The RCO held a public meeting in November, whereupon PCPC received confirmation. Next slide, please. And each of the five review guidelines apply. Next slide. Staff emphasizes the prominence of the site. The former diner was a prominent landmark and center of activity right on the border between East and West Oak Lane. The building would be the highest density in the area. It's at a three-way intersection of three major streets, each of which includes bus routes. And it's adjacent to Carmelite Monastery, enabling an opportunity to form a memorable gateway view as you're heading south along Broad or Old York Road. Next slide. And here's that view heading south along Old York Road. You see the monastery on the right. See the site there where there's the existing monument sign for the former Oak Lane Diner. You see Broad Street to the left, and the area in red there is part of the public right-of-way owned by PennDOT, on which the development team is proposing a small plaza. Next slide. And here's the view in the opposite direction along Old York, showing the adjacent single-family residences on the right and the monastery wall on the left. I also just want to note here that Old York Road is one way southbound at this location, so traffic would be coming towards us in this view. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. All right, so now we'll go through a series of comments that were made at the first review and note any revisions that the applicant has made in response. So first we'll review the RCO's comments, followed by the comments from the CDR committee and staff. The green highlights here signal the comments that the applicant responded to with design changes. For site design, the RCO requested a green space buffer between the building and the adjacent single-family residential property. The applicant added a landscape buffer and replaced the curb cut abutting the residence with a new pedestrian connection. Regarding the request for bus shelters, the applicant did not add shelters, but noted that they did add benches to the proposed plaza where several bus routes intersect. Regarding lighting, the applicant added wall sconces and LED lighting around the building. For parking design, there were concerns about driveway access being only on Old York Road and that there would be stopping and loading along Broad Street, regardless, without any designed accommodations. So in response, the applicant revised the underground parking plan to move the trash room closer to Old York Road and clarified that the intent is for resident pickup drop-off to occur inside the garage and then deliveries trash pickup to occur off Old York Road. And the applicant noted they intend to work with streets on two new loading-only areas, one on Broad Street, for additional resident pickup drop-off next to the lobby, and number two on Old York Road for deliveries. Next slide, please. And for the building design, the RCO requested the facade include more brick and be more contextual with the neighborhood, and the applicant revised the facade to include red brick. They also clarified that three total elevators will be included. Next slide, please. As for committee comments, number one, there were similar concerns expressed here that the RCO had regarding pickup and drop off along Broad, as well as the potential for a lay-by-lane. The applicant responded that per their conversations with streets, it seems that a lay-by-lane will not be appropriate, but that they do intend to apply for a loading-only area. Number two, the committee had concerns about the trash truck loading in the driveway next to the single-family residence and suggested a landscape buffer. The applicant has relocated the trash loading area and added a landscape buffer. Number three, the committee suggested replacing the driveway with a pedestrian cut-through connection. The applicant has done this. Number four, the applicant did move their loading not underground, but to Old York Road. And five, they're using the unique sidewalk layout on Old York to fit a loading zone that they intend to apply for without disrupting traffic. For parking, number one, there were questions about the space in the parking area labeled lobby, and this space has been eliminated and replaced with the relocated trash room. Number two, there were concerns about bike parking access, and the bike parking is now accessible through the added pedestrian connection. Number three, there are concerns about queuing in the secondary curb cut. It's been addressed as that curb cut has been eliminated. Next slide, please. So for building design, and in the interest of being concise, I'm just gonna read the applicant revisions as they mostly mirror the comments. So in response to the comments, the applicant set back the upper story on North Broad by 3 feet. They added Juliet balconies for all units. The massing they've broken up through the facade redesign. They've enlarged the units by reducing the total number from 65 to 60. They've redesigned the accent corner, the northeast corner, to feature perforated metal rather than large windows. They've incorporated stone and brick into the rear facade. They've eliminated the green wall that they had previously proposed along Broad Street. They've added residential amenities. They've converted one office on the second floor to a multi-purpose room. They've added an outdoor seating area off the lobby by North Broad Street. They've added additional detail to the second floor, including restroom location, multi-purpose room, and then rerouting the hallway from mid-floor to the Old York Road side. They revised the ground floor plan to more clearly lay out the diner functions, separating the kitchen and dining areas, and then also connecting the non-diner residential functions in the rear. They enlarged the lobby and they added a pedestrian connection from the lobby to Old York Road. Next slide, please. For open space, there were questions about the area of public right-of-way, proposed to be a small plaza. The applicant responded that the owner will include this area as part of the maintenance plan for the building grounds. There were some design changes made as well. The committee had recommended making the space feel more urban and to consider maintenance issues posed by the fountain. So the revised design shows added benches, a larger paved area using porous pavers, and a cherry tree in place of the fountain. The applicant also updated their plant list and is showing linear tree trenches. Next slide, please. Just a few comments on the auto component. Next slide. Staff supports continuing dialogue with PennDOT Streets on the appropriateness of the two proposed, of the two potential loading-only zones. The first on Broad Street for pickup and drop-off, and the second on Old York for deliveries and traffic. Next slide, please. Site design. Staff appreciates revisions to the residential portion of the ground floor. Number one, the enlarged residential lobby. Number two, the added outdoor seating area next to the lobby, the added pedestrian connection through the lobby from Old York Road, and the added landscape buffer. Next slide, please. For site consider combining, we're just focusing on that the main entrance here for the residential and office portion. Consider combining the residential and office entries to provide equal access to the lobby and elevators. It appears that the office door goes right into the stairwell, whereas the residential portion goes to the lobby and elevators. Staff encourages limiting the encroachment of the stairs onto the sidewalk. The current encroachment is shown here as 11 feet, 5 inches. And so we want to note that the current proposal would require encroachment ordinance and additional city reviews. Next slide, please. I can add that the Broad Street sidewalk is 22 feet. Building design staff notes the building facade revisions here. You see their previous design on the left, the new one on the right, including the incorporation of gray red brick, most noticeably. Also the use of the perforated metal panel at the northeast corner, replacing a lighter shade of gray metal paneling with a darker shade, and then replacing the black brick at the lower levels with a limestone. Next slide, please. Staff appreciates the efforts to break up the massing along the Broad Street facade. Consider further efforts to break up the massing at the lower levels. And then staff has concerns about a reduced level of transparency at the lower levels. We noticed that in the previous design, there's greater transparency into the diner along Broad Street than there appears to be in the current version. Next slide, please. Seen from the rear, staff appreciates the revisions to the rear facade, which were previously all metal panel, and they've added red brick and incorporated stone at the base. And we also want to note that the relocation of windows along this facade, as well as the other facades, are kept within the metal panel portions of the facade. So the windows, they have been changed, and they, you'll notice that they're just located in the metal panel portions of each facade. Next slide, please. Parking, just to note that the number of parking spaces is unchanged, though the units have decreased from 65 to 60. We appreciate creating the pedestrian connection from bike parking to the street, and appreciate relocating the trash room away from the abutting residents and closer to the proposed relocated loading zone on Old York Road. We do note that the van accessible space is located near the elevator that serves the diner, but not the residential floors. That elevator appears to terminate after the second floor. So consider additional accessible spaces by the residential elevators. Next slide. Staff strongly supports, but has ongoing questions about the ability to maintain the space in the public right of way, encourages ongoing coordination with PennDOT and streets. Appreciating revisions to make the plaza feel more urban, including adding benches and forest pavers, replacing the fountain with the tree. We would suggest considering a larger canopy tree than the Yoshida cherry tree proposed. Next slide, please. And we appreciate the underground parking, reducing the parking footprint, and the use of porous pavers. Consider green roof and rooftop solar. That concludes staff comments.
Thank you. We have a couple different representative groups for RCO. I'm not sure if Councilman Richardson is here, or if it's only the AACCA RCO representative.
Thanks, Dan. I do not see Councilmember Bass's representative here in the audience. I do see AACCA. They should be able to, I'm not sure if it's Sandra or not, but you should be able to unmute at this time if you would like.
Well, before we go to public comment and the panel, I wanted to give the RCA an opportunity to make their views known and any reaction to the resubmitted proposal.
Sandra looks to be unmuted at this time.
Okay, Sandra, go ahead. If you want to speak now, Sandra, you're welcome to.
Yes, I am Sandra Broadus, from ACCA, and we did, our community organization did meet with Parallel Architects twice, and we appreciate them actually meeting with us for a second time. We did, although, only have an opportunity to review the original proposal, so you have to excuse me as I stumble through these notes that we have about what has been proposed as of late. We appreciate that there have been layers of revision since that initial proposal, and that those revisions have significantly improved what we viewed initially. I can't go without saying that there remains considerable community concern about the ability of the surrounding neighborhood to absorb the degree of density that this project would bring. Parking remains a great concern, and impact on Broad Street traffic remains a great concern. Having said that, we are still concerned about the van accessible garage that's kind of all purpose for loading, drop off, and delivery. I didn't hear anything about how emergency vehicles will access this property, and that was actually a great concern. We're not really confident that all of the drop off and deliveries in that Old York Road parking garage will not cause vehicles to backlog and possibly, you know, have people stuck in the garage while the traffic is, while everybody's coming and going. We absolutely appreciate the addition of two elevators for a total of three. We are concerned that there's no designated loading elevator. I know that you all recommended the balconies. Typically, we as community members frown on balconies on properties like this for the reasons of noise, smoke, and safety. So that was put in the negative column after the first review for us. We still feel that bus shelters are very necessary. A large majority of the occupants in the property are going to be seniors, and they're going to be using public transportation. There are several bus routes, and having a bus shelter would make all the difference in the world as they sit on those benches, especially in inclement weather. We appreciate the elimination of the curb cut between the abutting property on Old York Road. We are questioning whether the outdoor courtyard is for residents or for outdoor dining and or both. We appreciate that the lobby has been enlarged. I was listening, and I'm understanding that the trash plan is now that the trash will be indoors, closer to Old York Road in the parking garage, and I'm hoping that I'm correct. We're not clear what the loading through the unique area road on Old York Road is going to look like or what that actually means. And then finally, we appreciate that there's been added an activities room, and we appreciate that the owner will take responsibility for landscaping in the public area, public right of way, and I hope that that's something that can be entertained. We as a community would be very willing to help lobby the streets department for those loading areas, because we really think they're necessary. And I think that's it.
Thank you. I appreciate the thoroughness and clarity. It didn't muddle through in our estimation. Are there any comments from the community on this project? That any hands raised from members of the neighboring community or anyone else in the city?
Yes, we do have one additional hand raised. Iris, you should be able to unmute at this time.
Hello. My name is Iris Brunson, and I just had a question about that pedestrian walkway. Is that going to be for the residents, or will the public have access to that, where the second curb cut was going to be? Now it's a pedestrian walkway. And in looking at the plans, it said that there was no parking on Old York Road, but there is parking where the residential homes are. So I just wanted to know, is that going to change? Is parking going to be taken away from those residents? And just want to bring up the point that at one community meeting, there was asked the possibility of permit parking for the adjacent residential homes. And those are my only comments. Thank you.
Appreciate your comments. Thank you for weighing in. At this time, we want to open up to the members of the committee for additional comments on the revised submission. There's a lot of changes, so it's a little bit, there's a lot of opportunity to review.
Thank you, Henry, for having the side-by-sides. I think they're really helpful. I was wondering if you could bring up the first floor facade drawing side by side again. This guy. Oh, go back. I really agree with the staff comments on this one in particular. It seemed like we lost a little bit in terms of the street life and activity. And I was wondering if the design team can talk through some of the loss of glazing and what the decision process was here.
Especially, you mean the first two floors, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and those are maybe the most important, you know, when it comes to street life and activity. So it now seems like we're really walled off and there's a really long ramp that we didn't need before. And so I was just wondering how this came to be.
Yes. So in looking in more detail at the diner and the owner who's going to operate the diner, he wanted to have less glass because he felt like if we wanted to put a bar along that wall, then, you know, we will have to deal with this glass wall. And that's mainly the reason why is there's more wall now and less glass. But I'm sure that's something that we can probably, you know, change.
Yeah, and I guess even though in some of the locations you still have glass, it's just the typology isn't floor to ceiling. It's like way less than we used to have, right? And so I would push to maybe replace some of the transparency that was lost as much as possible. Explain to him that, like, if folks see a habiting restaurant from the street, they might be more likely to come inside. You know, all of those things really do add to this character. And so the lighting from the inside will kind of drape out onto the outside and all of those things that go along with it. So it's kind of the feeling along the street feels very different now than it used to, and it just feels a lot more walled off.
Sure, I totally understand what you're saying, and I'm sure that we can bring some of that back.
Thanks. And then I also agree, and I don't know if Tavis wants to weigh in on the plaza with the singular tree in the middle. It seems like the simple fix was just to swap the fountain with the tree. But if we're going to do that, as the Planning Commission said, you just had a rendering somewhere. You know, maybe it's a much bigger tree or a really ornamental tree. It looks lovely here in the rendering, but it feels a little undercooked in plan view in the way that it might function. So,
yeah, I think our thought there was like people can sit around the tree instead of being to one side, and then you have less options for seating.
Yeah, well, I wonder. Oh, sorry, Ashley, go ahead.
There you go.
No, I wondered that maybe if, and I, you know, I appreciated you could penetrate the space more, but I wondered if it was less symmetrical. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe that tree has to pull forward into the forward. Curved benches, which you could design the radius to get stuff off the shelf. You know, so I just wanted you to go back to that space, because it didn't flow as well as I hoped it would. And you know, I agree, a larger tree or maybe more than one tree. That's kind of a busy space, and maybe having the shelter of, you know, multiple trunks would make it feel really nice. Can you, since I'm talking, and I may have missed this, I'm sorry. Why on the alley side, why was that AstroTurf? Why isn't that planted?
So that's actually on top of a concrete slab. There's a space underneath that AstroTurf slab.
Maybe you would consider, and this is done all the time, maybe you'd consider a thin set green roof, or maybe you could roll that turf a little bit. It's great. I love that became a green space, but I just wish it was a living green space and not, you know, another piece of plastic.
Sure. Yeah, maybe we could do a combination of pavers and more planters that are benches too.
Sure. And then, you know, there are some good systems out there that aren't very expensive, so you could get more soil volume as long as you can structurally support it. So I think, you know, you probably could figure out a way to get to some corten or metal walls and mm-hmm. get those plantings you just talked about and get like a big enough soil volume so you weren't worried about watering each individual thing.
Right.
The other thing I wondered about on the same side, although I appreciated material change on this side of the building, I just still wish that the big white blank wall had some more richness to it, not just for the next door neighbor, but for the neighborhood. It could be something, you know, kind of interesting to look at.
The bottom portion of.
Yes, the bottom portion. And I agree with what Ashley said on the front side of the building. I didn't like the direction that moved.
These are good feedback. Is there anything else from members committee or the RCO before we review the comments? Well, let's look at the comments then. We know we just have the one vote for this project. It's the second time we're looking at it, so we'll just look at accepting the comments and passing the recommendations along. Everyone's had an opportunity to review it. Do you want to, we need a motion to accept or revise?
How much should I accept comments?
Okay.
Second.
All right, do we get a, all in favor of the comments as written, say aye.
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 Hi. Any opposed? All right. So these are the comments we're passing on to PCPC for the further review. And this is the second time, so we've completed our review process. So good luck with the project, and wish you well with continued discussions with the community, and hope it comes to a successful completion for all involved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. If we can move on to the fifth project today. Again, this is the second time we're going to be looking at 132125 North 5th Street. We can bring up the architects and development team for presentation of the issues that have changed and updated.
Hi, Dan. Both Rustin and Eric from the development team have been promoted. I believe that we do have a representative for the RCOs here as well.
Okay, great. So we'll turn it over to the development team for a focus on the changes since last time and overall view of the project.
Hi everyone, Rustin Oler from Harmon Deutsch Oler Architecture here. Can we go to the next slide? We can give an overview and then we'll focus on the changes. So we were here about 2 months ago, if you guys recall. The property is zoned IRMX. There's an existing four-story warehouse building on the site that was previously converted into 32 residential units. You can see it in the background there with the smokestack. And then where the larger new construction portion in this rendering is currently a parking lot. We're proposing a new structure which would attach to that via central circulation, stair tower, and elevator, because the current building does not have an elevator. And we're adding 60 units to that portion, maintaining the parking at the first floor for a total of 92 dwelling units. If we can go to slide, I'll just focus on the changes. If we can go to slide 9. Page 9 at the bottom. So changes here with the site plan. Questions were arise last time about what we were doing with that space, which we said would be phase 2 parking area, which you can see shown here. We also removed there's a one-story solid wall there now. So that was removed, and we're also updating the primary entrance and plantings and pathway there. If you want to go to slide 10. So next slide. So here you can see ground floor cut through plan in color. Some comments were made about the travel distance to the elevator from the main entrance and the loading dock area. We did look at that and we're not able to accommodate any changes, so it does remain where it is. You can see the color version of this, which we'll get to in some blow-ups. The phase two parking area and the courtyard changes. You can go to the slide 13. So here's a blow-up of that area. We'll be redoing the lobby, redoing the entire entrance, adding landscaping, plantings, removing that wall, changing the paving for where the parking comes in, adding some additional bike storage on the outside. So the zoning for the parking is not included. That's a phase two that we'll be coming back for. But all the landscaping and entrance, remove the wall, fencing, that is stuff that we will do now while we go through that process. You can go to page 18. So you have updated street elevations of that area at the bottom left. And if you can go to page 28. Here's an aerial rendering of that area. One part of the comments that we got before was we have a similar one-story wall for the loading area on the rear street. We did look at that. The owner wants to maintain the wall. We will paint it. We will add lighting to it. We want to keep it for privacy for the pool area. We are going to continue to review how to make the building more energy efficient throughout the designs. As part of our previous project, we did have solar panels, which we're adding to over the roof deck of the new roof. We're exploring adding them to the existing building as well. One of the larger comments was essentially replacing all the windows in the existing building, which is something that's not financially feasible at the moment, but something we will continue to explore. We have gone down that path in detail over the past 2 months with the owner. In that design and pricing, they're all currently occupied units. That's something we might be able to do over time as the units turn over one by one. So that's something we're continuing to support, but we'll not be doing as part of the new construction. And that basically concludes all of the changes from previously. I'm happy to answer any specific questions that anybody might have, but I wanted to just highlight the changes for you.
Thank you. We can go to the staff review and comments.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mina Manavarian with Planning Commission of Staff. This proposal is a case two, and that is greater than 50 new dwelling units, and it affects residential properties. The site area is just under 0.7 acres, and the existing zoning is industrial residential mixed use. There are no bonuses utilized for this project, and there are no zoning variances required either. The present use is an existing building and a vacant lot, and the proposed use would be a total of just under 100,000 square feet. 57,000 of it would be included in the existing building, and as well as 11,000 square feet of industrial space that would also be included in the existing building. 92 residential units would be added, 32 of which would be within the existing structure. 13 parking spaces, as well as 25 bike parking spaces are also provided. South Kensington Community Partners RCO held a public meeting with the applicant on November 15 of 2023, and Planning Commission received the confirmation on January 13, 2024. Next slide, please. This review is looking at 4 out of 5 design review guidelines. Next slide, please. And since this is the second time this project's been reviewed, we're going to go over the comments from RCO and CDR committee from the first meeting and go over the changes that the applicant has made since then. So the first page focuses on the comments from the RCO. The main concern was about the height of the proposed building, as well as the composition of new building in relationship with the existing, which would block sunlight for the existing building, as well as creating sound air quality issues, given that there were balconies provided all around the new addition. And also the use of the building was a concern in that it's just a residential use, and the RCO suggested having a more varied and active use for this project, as well as larger mix of unit types. There are no design changes in those three areas, and the applicant noted that the existing building has larger one-bedroom and two-bedroom units, and the addition was sort of set aside for smaller, less expensive studio units. The main comment, a lot of discussions in the first review regarding the courtyard along North Fifth Street that needed to be activated, as well as some discussion about the North Lawrence Street courtyard that had too many activities, some of which were conflicting. The response was, as mentioned by the development team, North Fifth Street courtyard was redesigned. There are some future design intentions for a parking spaces in that area that the development team noted that since that will require a variance, they will work with the community in the future to work that out. And also the applicant noted that North Lawrence Street courtyard has been designed in a way to have hybrid, to act as a hybrid space and have different kinds of activities. And there were a lot of discussions about the inclusion of industrial spaces in the basement and the way that's related to the height bonus provided for this project. And there was a lot of discussion about reconsidering the location of those and also the use of that to make sure that it's viable. The applicant has noted that there is demand for affordable maker space for newer artists to grow. So they would see this as an opportunity for those artists to use. Next slide, please. And moving into CDR community comments and the site design component, there were discussions and suggestions about addition of street trees and planters. The site plan is updated to actually accommodate more planters, specifically along North Fifth Street courtyard, as well as the area where the entrance to the lobby of the residential building is going to locate. And again, the industrial spaces conversation just talked about the there was some discussion about their location, which and in relationship to the loading dock and how those would be less than ideal to locate in terms of their relationship with the loading dock. And the response from the development team was like the existing condition is also less than ideal, and the location of the stairs and the elevators would allow access to several different locations in the building. And there were also discussions about the pool area being in the shadow, which the development team noted that although there are no design changes, they noted that they will have heated pool as well, and also that the pool area would receive sunlight in the morning. Also there were concerns about the lack of prominent residential entrance and lobby space, as well as the path to the elevator being less than ideal, specifically for people with disabilities. In response, the courtyard that was added to the North Fifth Street also opened up the area around the entrance and the lobby space, which would make it more visible and welcoming as an entrance. However, the applicant noted that the elevator location is a result of existing condition, that would not change. And the courtyard wall along North Fifth Street was removed, but the courtyard wall along North Lawrence Street would be maintained to keep privacy and character. Next slide, please. And in this slide, we didn't see any changes, neither to the building design comments and nor to the in response to the parking design. The comment was related to the focus being on a new addition and not a lot of attention to the existing building. Suggestions was about restoring window openings in the existing building, as well as adding high quality windows, as well as cleaning up the materials, which the applicant noted that
the existing building facade is outside of the scope of this project at this time. And also some discussion about setting the building back in certain heights to align with the surrounding buildings, which and also which we didn't see any design changes in that area. And for parking design, there were discussions about existing loading dock location in relationship to the elevator and how moving move out would be would not be ideal for residents. And there was suggestions to add a loading zone along North Fifth Street. And while there's no design changes, the development team noted that the intention was to keep all the building functions internal without having a lot of impacts to the neighborhood. And if needed in the future, they would ask for a loading zone in the along North Fifth Street. Next slide, please. So looking at complete streets compliance, there are no major concerns in any of the components of complete streets for this project. Next slide, please. For site design, while staff appreciates the revised drawings, including the intention for future parking lot, and also adding more visibility and openness from North Fifth Street. Thank you. We would like to ask and encourage inclusion of more pedestrian activities on this portion, as well to integrate this building with the neighborhood and with the surrounding area more and add more activity to this. And the length of the pad to the elevator is still a concern. Next slide, please. And concerns regarding building design, we would like to encourage looking at updating and renovating the existing building materials and window openings as much as you can. And also the recommendation about the industrial spaces location not being ideal still stand as well. Next slide, please. And finally, for sustainable design, again, while appreciating inclusion of solar panels to cover energy usage for all common areas, we would like to encourage the team to go above that. And overall, encouraging the development team to go above and beyond the code requirements and pursue third-party certification. That concludes the staff summary for this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, very thorough review. If, is there members of the RCDO on the call? If so, we can elevate them to provide any feedback.
My name is Lisa Maiello, and I'm here with a head cold representing South Kensington Community Partners.
Okay, great.
I guess I would say that as there haven't been any changes made into response to the community feedback, there's not much change in the community feedback, and that would be that there is, you know, strenuous concern around the height and the density and the unit mix. And what that means for the intended use of the building. The answers that are the comments and the rationales that are provided in the architect's statement don't really hit for us. You know, these are going to function as two totally different buildings. We still have questions, frankly. I know it's outside the scope here, but we do still have questions about the use of the bonus to achieve more height and whether it's a by right project. Our suspicion here is that the design seems to speak to this, that we will see the investor come back to apply for a use variance to make this a short-term stay facility. But height and the density, the uniformity of the units, which speaks a little bit to the balconies and how, why they're needed and how they function. We had asked if balconies be recessed. We understand that that takes space, and since all of the units are uniformly very small, there's not that space to give. But I don't know if it's, I don't know, you know, renderings are kind of hard to interpret, but if you were really looking at this space, really is also kind of doing a disservice to the existing tenants. This is a really awkward kind of valley, alley that's being created there between those external balconies. And I think that part of the response from the development team was that the balconies were needed to kind of promote open space and like public accommodation. And, you know, for us, that's public open space. The main things, the things that we'll hear a lot from the community are the height, the density, the uniformity of the building, what it's designed, how it's designed to actually function, what its actual intended use is. Then, of course, that back to that question around sort of the double dipping on the creation of ground floor or industrial space. So the basement studios, quote unquote, which to us read more like, storage. And I think everybody acknowledges that there is a kind of an awkward in the code and not well understood and certainly not enforceable. It's my understanding that those are being used both to achieve a by right project and then used again to acquire a height bonus. So we still have a question around that. I can't really stress enough, actually. those don't feel viable, and how disingenuous, maybe even cynical, the request appears. We have in our community, in our neighborhood, a good deal of experience with the classification of ICMX and IRMX, and, you know, since its creation and as it has evolved. And, you know, it remains awkward, and obviously, skillful attorneys have learned a thing or two about how to navigate it. So I think moving to a different issue, I think that we still, again, this is the kind of thing that if you had eyes on it, it begs the question, the Lawrence Street courtyard and the explanation for why it's still kind of unresolved doesn't really make any sense. Like all the different things that are going to be happening there, including a pool. I just looking over these notes, give me 1/2 second. I think that maybe covers it. Hopefully there'll be a couple of neighbors here to back me up, but the height, the density, it's not contextual to the neighborhood, especially how we assume it's being designed to function. I mean, it is probably going to be kind of bumping down a 92 unit short stay facility in a largely residential neighborhood. So those things, along with confusion about Lawrence Street, I'm sure, it sounds like parking is going to be a separate conversation, and also the disingenuous use of the zoning and the bonus and the creation of quote unquote studios in the basement.
Thank you. Are there members of the community that want to offer additional commentary?
Thanks, Dan. We do have a raised hand from the council office as well here. Conlon, you should be able to unmute at this time. Conlon, are you able to unmute? I do see your hand raised. Dan, we can try to assist with some of the tech thing. Conlon's having some issues, but no additional hands this time raised.
As we wait for Conlon, we can open up to the members of the committee for additional comment.
I think it's a little hard to follow Lisa because she said everything that I was thinking. It's disappointing when these projects come back to us and there hasn't been a lot of revisions, particularly to any of the building design or function and the main patio or the main functionality of the existing parking lot. So, you know, as she mentioned, it's hard to comment on things that are exactly the same. So I guess my comments still apply from last time.
Hello.
Hey, we can hear you now, Conlon.
Sorry, I was on my phone for a few minutes and I was having a hard time, so I just logged onto my computer. I wanted to make sure that South Kensington was had a little backup with their concerns. The council office also shares the density and the height issues that the RCO brought up. In addition to the, they also oppose the fact that it does not match the character of the community in which it's going to be placed. So we wanted to put that on record.
Appreciate it. We'll maybe have a few more comments, but if you have anything else that comes up or strikes you, feel free to add in. So if anyone else from the committee has commentary or review, now's the time.
on the courtyard, the north fifth courtyard, maybe we could go back to that rendering. Of course, I wish we didn't have to have any cars in it, but that, you know, doesn't really address the neighbors' concerns for parking. But I do think this is better than it was, and I would really push for a very rich material palette in this space, because that's what will make it feel like an interesting piece of the street. You know, I did wonder if that driveway entrance could be narrowed, but I haven't looked at the turning radiuses of the cars. I wondered if you could get sort of, you know, a double row of trees, meaning street trees, and then inboard trees that would start to shade the street. So I think that this element can get better.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's, it looks like a lot of space and a relatively large curb cut for six cars, and a little bit under vegetated, if that's a term.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm going, Dan. So I think this could be, you know, it could look really quite charming and provide a richness to the streetscape, but it's like, it just, you have to keep going with it.
Yeah, and the far end of that's a ground floor unit, I assume, right? That's not part of a, residential amenity, is that right? It's a little hard to read the plans at that area. So immediately adjacent to the glass wall, that's the lobby, but to the right, it looks like there's a staircase up to navigate the existing structure. Is that the way it works?
Behind the blank wall there, yeah.
And the blanked off window, is that a existing condition where something was inserted? And
yeah, those are all existing conditions at the moment.
Well, there's some, I'm trying to navigate the plans. There is some overlook of that space, right? But on upper floors, it looks like that's mainly, let me see, I'm starting to flip through. It's hard to tell what happens on the upper floors. Are they units facing that parking area? Or the, yeah. is that an exit stair that?
So in the like top left corner, we're on the basement. Yeah. You go back a slide or forward a slide, maybe. I don't know where we went. There you go. So you have the stair tower in the top left corner. You basically have a bathroom to a unit, right? And then you have the stair tower to the building. And then
that's the required fire tower.
Yeah. And then where the building steps back a little bit, you have a unit that overlooks the parking, but that's right. Where the building steps back a bit.
And that's an existing condition there.
Yeah, those are all existing.
Right. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of ways to activate that. So, you know, something to bear in mind if there's you can punch a window in the fire stair, or they do have the unit towards the bottom of the page does have a series of windows overlooking that space. I know we went through this, but the below grade spaces, and these are being characterized as like workshop spaces, industrial spaces?
Yeah, artisan studio spaces. So, you know, a mixture of things, but not industrial, you know?
Right. But people could rent that out for makerspace, crafts, fabrication, etc.
They would be leased. Our client has several other buildings in the neighborhood, which were warehouse rehabs, and they have a waiting list for those type of spaces. So, okay.
And the freight, there's only one freight elevator, and it brings it up to the ground floor courtyard.
Yeah, it's in that back right corner. So basically from the, like, it'll have access from the loading dock area.
Well, you know, the better the connection to the ground floor, the easier it is to get things in and out, because if these are production spaces, there's a fair amount of material being moved. So again, these are basic things that bear, you know, additional review and continuing to push to make them work as best as possible. We've heard skepticism from some of the community members, so continued discussion, convincing folks that, you know, demonstrating this is going to function as intended, and that there's a backlog of the need for this would, you know, probably go a long way in keeping this dialogue going and proving the relationships. So that's something we definitely encourage. Any other feedback from committee members? If not, we can switch over to the text of the comments.
If I can, this is Lisa from SKCP.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that if I'm understanding correctly from Rustin's responses, while this hasn't come in front of the community regarding the variance, there will be an opportunity to review at least the parking and the Fifth Street entrance. So I would say that is the only place where any, to the earlier point, that's the only place where any accommodation has been made from the last visit. And we'll have an opportunity to address that, I guess, it sounds like. But our main objections remain.
Dan, I do want to note that Ariel Vasquez had his hand up, but placed it down. I didn't know if you still wanted to allow for Ariel to speak at this time.
Yeah, I think we're getting ready to wrap up, but you know we can allow input.
Ariel, you should be able to unmute at this time if you wish.
Hi, thank you so much for allowing me to speak. I also want to echo what the RCO, Lisa Maiello, has said about the design and the density of this project. I just want to, you know, the review not to lose sight of what is being shown, especially with the units and how they're presented. There's many things that were yet not resolved from the design and the feedback that the RCO presented to the design team. And we would like to maybe perhaps see a revision to what, to the design, to at least address and accommodate some of the comments that came out during the design, during the RCO meetings. That's all.
All right. Appreciate it.
No problem.
So we can let's take a moment to review the comments as written, and then we'll vote on accepting them or changing them. All right, so if we could get a motion to accept. We can vote on that.
Motion to accept the comments.
Right, thank you.
Second.
So, all in favor of accepting the comments as passing it on? Aye. Any nays, further changes? All right, with the comments accepted, that concludes the review for this project the second time. And that reviews the projects for today. So thanks everyone for participating. And see you all next month. Alex, any further wrap up? Mina?
No, thank you everybody. Appreciate all the committee members, applicants, and members of the public who attended today. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.